For today, I would like to discuss the theme of the Inyani Diyoma. Today is the last day of Hanukkah. The last day of Hanukkah traditionally is called Zos Hanukkah. This term, by the way, does not appear in any early source. It's a new term that has been coined probably only a few hundred years ago. It doesn't say this term in the Rishonim, certainly not even in the early Acharonim, I don't believe. But we traditionally call today the last day of Hanukkah Zos Hanukkah. The reason why we call it Zos Hanukkah is the Kriyas HaTorah. Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. After we go through the 12 Nisim, today we lay 5 Nisim. On all of the days of Hanukkah, we only focus on one of the Nisim. We lay 1, 2, and then we repeat. We repeat 2 of the Nisim. We need 3 Aliyos. So we have no choice but to... But what do we do? I don't really know what we do. Okay, but every day we just focus on the nasi of the day. But today we lay all the way to the very end. We lay actually today 5 nisim. We include Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. And from this term, from the words of the parasha, we call it Zos Chanukah. Now Zos Chanukah is very significant. It's a very significant day. Now, before we actually go into talk about Zos Chanukah, I want to share with you very briefly. An idea that also relates to Inyan Diyoma for another reason. Today, you may be aware, is the last day of Masechta Sota. I assume some of you are learning Daf Yomi. You learned Daf Yomi?
Yeah.
So you're making a Siyum today?
Yeah.
Okay, today is the last day of Masechta Sota. It's quite a coincidence that Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, the Shpitz, the climax of Chanukah, coincides with the Siyum of Masechta Sota. So it would be a sin, on my part if I were not share with you an incredible Chiddush from Rabbi Moshe Wolfson in his Sefer Emunah Sitecha. He says something which I don't know where the source for this is. I don't think there is a source. You have to have Ruach HaKodesh to say this. You probably can challenge. It's an idea. What does he say? Here it goes. The Gemara Masechta the Shabbos tells us it was the 25th day of Kislev. They come to the Beis HaMikdash. They search. They want to light the menorah. V'loy badku, they search, v'loy matzu el pach echad shel shemen sheyemunach b'chay samay shel kohen gadol. They only found one flask of oil that was sealed with the chesem of the kohen gadol. Okay, wonderful. There was only enough to eat for one day. It lasted for 8 days. Tosfos on daf chaf aleph amid beis, the little teeny bottom Tosfos on the bottom, asks this very simple question. We know from the Gemara that a Nochri has the status of a Zov. The Yevonim were Goyim, were non-Jews. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had the status of a Zov. A Zov is Metame not just by touching, direct contact. A Zov is Metame through movement. So just because the Pach Shemen had a seal was Munach because Samashal Kohen Gadol does not guarantee that the oil is tar. If a Goy, a non-Jew, would push the container of oil, even indirectly, would kick it, would use a stick, and move it, even a small teeny mashahu, that would automatically contaminate the oil inside. So the chasima of the Kohen Gadol only guarantees that the Yevonim did not make physical contact with the oil, but does not guarantee that the Yevonim did not move, did not cause it to move, what's called Tumas Heset. This is the kasha from Tosfos. Tosfos says we have no choice but to say that the Pach Shemen, Sheyamunach b'chasam shel Kohen Gadol, was found buried in the karga. Tosfos, Ferish Tosfos, little teeny Tosfos, on the bottom, Chof Aleph, Amid Beis Masechta Shabbos. We have no what?
Buried in the what?
Karka, in the ground. Buried in the karka. Okay, now I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on what Wolfson says. In this Beis HaKnesses, this is a Mikdash Ma'at. If I were to ask you, can you please bring me a clump of earth? Would you be able to fulfill, and don't leave, don't go out into the backyard. I want a clump of earth from this Beis HaKnesses. Can you please provide me with a clump of earth? You can search here in digital from high to low. You're not going to find a clump of earth. It's a modern facility. Modern facility we have over here are vinyl floors. In the basement, it's all concrete. Even in the boiler room, you're not going to find earth. Every inch of this structure has been sealed with some modern substance which prevents us from coming in contact with the earth. And the same way this is true in this Beis HaKnesses, it's true probably in every shul in the whole Brooklyn. Most. Not all. Okay? And it's probably true. This is the way it is. If this is true for modern day in 2015, Halachas Kam V'Kam in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the place of perfection, every little dot, every little inch of the Beis HaMikdash was accounted for, was designed, was calculated with precision. The Beis HaMikdash was tiled. It's a Ferish Mishnah.
Except for the space where
it's... There's one exception.
What was used for Kisui Hadam, though?
Kisui Hadam.
That's right.
They took earth. They didn't take it. They didn't take it from the outside. They had, a container. But when it says it was buried in the karka, it seems it was buried in the ground. That's the simple understanding of Tosfos. It was buried in the ground. Even the Midrash of Yishnah was built upon arches. It wasn't even really connected to the ground. There had to be some part. It was raised above the ground because of Tumas HaTahoim. There were layers of arches upon arches in order to make sure that in case there was any Tumah, the Tumah was contained. So the question is, so Tosfos says it was buried. So therefore the question is, where exactly, if you're telling over here in Tosfos, that the Pach Shemen was Munach B'chasam Shal Kohen Gadol and it was buried in the Karka, where, tell me, where exactly in the Beis HaMikdash is an area in the Mikdash, where the Kohanim would have taken this Pach Shemen and buried it in the Karka. There is no Karka. Everything is sealed. Well, there is one place that there had to be Karka, and that is the Tabla. There was a tile which had a handle in the Azara. Some say it was even in the Heichal itself, near the menorah, in the Heichal itself, where they picked up this tabla, and there was fresh earth to fulfill what it says in the Torah, that when the sota is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, umin ha'ofar asher yihyeh bekarka hamishkan yikach hakoyein, he will take that earth and use it to prepare the potion for the sota. So Wolfson says we have a right to assume that when Tosfos says that we have no choice but to say that there was no Tumas Hesed, the Pach Shemen was in the Karka, it was buried in that tabla, in that area, from which the Kohen would retrieve earth to use to prepare for the Sota. Now, that opens up a whole world, a new world. What do we mean? I don't have the Ramban here. The Ramban on this pasuk, the Ramban writes, study the entire Torah from beginning to end, and you'll learn the whole Torah is given to us al derech teva. There are miracles, of course, that happen, but the Torah was given to human beings to live al derech teva. There's only one mitzvah in the Torah that defies the laws of nature, and that is the parsha of Sota. The Torah goes out on a limb. The Torah says, a sota, a woman who's guilty, comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and you give some water and some earth, and you dissolve some ink, which happened to be written in the parasha of the sota, and she drinks it. The supernatural will occur. Her stomach will collapse. Her thigh will fall out. She'll swell and she'll die on the spot. And if she is innocent, she will be blessed. V'nikisa v'nizra ozara. The Ramban says, the mitzvah of Sota, from all of the mitzvahs, b'chol ha'Torah kula, is a nes upela, a miracle and a wonder. And it is unique among all the mitzvahs. So it comes out, a fascinating concept. The miracle of Chanukah didn't happen out of nowhere. The Pach Shemen, the Pach Shayamunach b'chasam shel Kohen Gadol, which was the source of a miracle from which we live for generations, Ad Hayom Hazeh, was mushrash, was rooted in a mokoim, in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Wolfson's explanation of Tosfos, in a mokom that is the mokom that the Torah says is a neis upela, the only neis upela in the entire Torah. We have a karka, there's going to be we're going to take from that karka, we're going to make a potion, we're going to give it to drink, and a miracle is going to happen in that very karka, sheltered, covered, was buried the pach shemen shayimunach b'chasama shel kohen gadol, from which the chashmaim lit the menorah, and it lasted for 8 days. The miracle of Chanukah, which we celebrate and we commemorate ad hayom hazeh, half of a fella. It's the miracle of Chanukah is rooted in the parsha of Sota. Now, with this idea, we go even a step further. What is the parsha of Sota? What is the purpose of Sota? It's to bring shalom bein ish li'ishtoi. Ish v'ishtoi is a marshal between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There are numerous memory chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the baal. We are the kala, we are the isha, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wife. Unfortunately, during the time of the Yevanim, there was a lack of shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The miracle of Chanukah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of restoring the peace between the Shekhinah, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And go a step further. What do we do in the Parsha of Sota? Parsha Sota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can erase my name. I'm moichel on my covet. Mechias Hashem is a terrible avera. But Hashem says, in order to bring shalom in Ishla, it's kedai for me to have my name erased. What is the most fundamental difference between the miracle of Chanukah and the miracle of Purim? All the commentators elaborate upon. The miracle of Chanukah is a miracle which we did not deserve. Isra'atza dila'ela versus Purim, which was Isra'atza dila'tata. What's the classic example? The dreidel and the grager. Okay, this is the classic vart. The dreidel, you spin from on top. And the grager, you spin from below. Why? Because the miracle of Purim, we were the ones which caused the miracle to happen. Leich kinois es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan v'tzumu olai v'al-tochel v'al-tishu shloishios yomim. Milamata. Here on this world, we spun the miracle. Chanukah, you spin from on top. We did nothing. We didn't deserve the miracle. There were a few people, the Chashmonaim, there was Matasyahu, his five sons, they were Mispalel, they fasted. Yechidim. But Klal Yisrael were not the ones that participated in being Mispalel and bring about the miracle. By and large, it was a gift. It was a gift. Hashem, the spinning took place from above. It was a gift from above. Isra'atza dila'ela. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be meichel on his covered? Hashem just gives those out gifts? In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform a miracle, we have to earn the miracle. The answer is, that exactly is the essence of Chanukah, that at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'roiv chasto, is meichel on his covered. It would be right that we should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mevakesh, we are an eis tzara, please save us. That's the proper thing to do. Hashem said, you know what? This time, I'm moichel on my covenant. Why this time? That's another discussion. And it's not only this time, throughout history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every so often, he's moichel on his covenant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel on his covenant and it does for us miracles that we do not deserve for whatever reason. It's a me'ain, it's an outgrowth of the miracle of Chanukah. So, what is Saita? The essence of Saita is a miracle. A miracle of bringing, restoring the peace bin ish l'ishtai. Hopefully the woman is innocent. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu is meichel on his covet. You can erase my name. This is what Chanukah is. Chanukah is Isra'atza dila'ela. Hashem was meichel on his covet. He spun the dreidel from above. And we wuzeichel to the miracle of Chanukah. And the miracle of Chanukah restored the chibah between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Chanukah is a me'ein Sota. It's a derivative. It is an extension of the parsha of Sota. Me'ela, it's not a coincidence that the pach shemen shoyamunach b'chasam shel kohen gadol was sheltered in the offer asher yeh b'karka mishkan, that is used to actually achieve exactly this very goal. Unbelievably saw it from Rabbi Wolfson. I go even a step further. There is a very popular question that is asked in reference to the sugya of Sota. The words of the pasuk are min ha'ofar asher yihyeh bekarka hamishkan. The word yihyeh is b'loshein osit. The kohen will take from the earth that will be. What do you mean that will be? When Moshe Rabbeinu recorded this parasha, Parashas Noso, the Mishkan was standing. They were in the midbar. There was an oil moed. It's not yihyeh. Umin ha'karka asher. I mean, they offer asher b'karka hamishkan. There's no need to write the word asher yihyeh. This karka, and we'll learn by extension that when the mishkan will be moved to a new location, whatever offer there will be new offer. So this is a very tough question. Why does the pasuk have to say asher yihyeh? Don't say it anything at all, or say it in the present tense, not in the future tense. So the simple answer is that listen, the mishkan's on the move. Maybe you might make a mistake and think that it's sacred earth. So it's sacred earth. It's like the paraduma. So the paraduma water, you have to save it. So maybe that since we're expecting great miracles to happen, we're going to take a potion of water, and we're going to take earth, and we're going to erase Hashem's name, and a miracle is going to happen. So one may be misled to believe you need sacred earth, and the only sacred earth is the one that's been consecrated by Moshe Rabbeinu in the time of the Midbar. They'll take a chest of that earth, and they'll stay for all generations to use for a Saita. Just like when it comes to the Paraduma, you have to have a real Paraduma. No, Hashem says the earth is not sacred. Don't worry about the earth. Umin akarka asher yihyeh. In every generation, in every stop, 42 masos in the midbar, as you move from location to location, wherever the earth is, that earth automatically is sacred, will achieve the desired purpose of testing the sota. I mean, that's the simple answer to the reason why it says asher yihyeh b'loshein osit. But there's a much deeper reason. And the deeper reason really ties into Hanukkah. Because this earth, or this concept, as the Ramban says, is from all of the Taryag Mitzvos, the only one that is called a Nes Upela. And the Torah is telling you, don't make a mistake and think that the miracles are limited to the Tkuf of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. This offer, what it represents, the Nesupela, is something that will reoccur. The Koyach of Nisim and Niflos will reoccur and blossom forever. As long as there's a Klal Yisrael, umin ha'ofar asher yihyeh, that will be in every generation. There will be new offer in the karka hamishkan, and what that represents. And from that new offer, there'll be a new source of nisim v'niflos. And when you translate that, now that we know that Chanukah is directly related to this concept of an offer asher yihyeh b'karka hamishkan, that base that means is that the miracle of Chanukah was not a one-time miracle that happened 2,500 years ago. There was a miracle of Chanukah, and it came, blossomed, it came forth, and it's over. And today we do nothing more than commemorate what has happened. Umin ha'ofar asher yihyeh. Every year, it's a new Hanukkah miracle. It's not just a commemoration of an old Hanukkah miracle. Every year, the koyach of the nisim and the flows that happened, time, or when it happened, then there are new koyachos. There's new channels of bracha and sources of potential for miracles to occur in every single generation. It's yihyeh. The yihyeh of Sota is the yihyeh of the miracle of Hanukkah. Okay, so this is an idea, a little bit of elaboration, but an idea from Rabbi Moshe Wilson. It could not be more appropriate this year than when the last staff of Saito coincides with the Zos Chanukah. Okay, now a few more short things before we talk Mincha. Is that we have 14 minutes till Mincha. 14 minutes till Mincha. Okay, there are a few. Today Zos Chanukah is a very significant day. Many of the Kubalim and the more Hasidic groups of Klal Yisrael, they look at Zos Chanukah as being the chasima of the Gemara Din. It takes us back to Yom Kippur, it takes us back to Hashanah Rabbah, it takes us back to Shmini Atzeres. There are different Ramazim. These are just like little cute little drushim, but some of them are more serious than others. Toshuv Enosh Ad Daka. Man shall return until, what's a good translation of Daka? until the end. Something like until the very, very last end. But the Darshanim, they say the word Daka is Bigamatria 25. Daka Aleph. Dalit Chaf Aleph. Dalit Chaf Aleph is 25. 25 refers to Chanukah. They're telling you that don't think that when Yom Kippur is over, it's over. Toshuv Enosh. Man, continue to do tshuva. Ad Daka, until the end. Daka is Bigamatria 25, until the 25th day of Kislev, until Chanukah. Today is called Zos Chanukah, but it means until the beginning. It means until the beginning of Chanukah, the Chasima is not over until the end of Chanukah. There's still a chance to tshuva, to change the Gzar Din. The Rambam says that Chanukah, mitzvah sner Chanukah, hi chaviva hi admaot, an expression that is only used by the mitzvah of Chanukah. It is a mitzvah which is very chaviv. It's chaviva hi admaot. Why is the mitzvah of Chanukah chaviva? Chazal say, acharoin, acharoin chaviv. The very, very end is precious. Chanukah is soif kol hanisim. The Gemara Sakasha, it's not. Purim is soif kol nisim. The Gemara says no Purim is just soif nisim that was given likosef to put in writing. But the Gemara acknowledges that Chanukah, historically, is the last miracle in the history of Klal Yisrael. It's a fact. Chanukah, the word is Purim is soif kol hanisim. It's Chanukah. So, I mean, just Purim, we have a Megillah. We have a Megillah that's part of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Megillah Santiochus is not part of the Chof Dalet Sifrei HaTanakh. It's the last, it's the Gemar. It's the last Yom Tov until the coming of Mashiach in the history of Klal Yisrael. Acharoin, Acharoin Chaviv. We've gone through an entire cycle, starting with Pesach, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chodashim, and then we've gone through the entire cycle, Pesach, Shavuos, and then you go through even Tisha B'Av, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and here we come now. Purim is really part of Pesach. Purim, I take it back, you'll start with Pesach. Purim, Gula L'Gula has a Shaychus to Pesach. This is really the Gemar. It's really the end. It's Acharoin, Acharoin Chaviv. Zois Chanukah is the end of Chanukah. So it's also the Acharoin, Acharoin. It's the Chaviv Shabbat Chaviv. Today is a day, take advantage of today. Today is a day, it's a segula today to do whatever you want to accomplish, great spiritual accomplishments today. Because today is the day of Chaviv Shebe Chaviv. If there was a Sira Sa'imer, they would Hoid Shebe Hoid, Malchus Shebe Malchus, today would be Chaviv Shebe Chaviv. It's the last of the Moadim, Achrein Achrein Chaviv. It's the last day of the Chag. It's Acharon, Acharon Chav in its fullest sense. Okay. Now, someone, this is just a short idea. Someone explain that there's a very one of the big mysteries about Chanukah is why was the Pach Shemin Munach b'choy Samoy Shel Kohen Gadol? I mean, what's They didn't need the oil that was used to light the menorah. L'chayru didn't have a steal from it wasn't his authority. Whoever the Koyanim lit the menorah, what's the cholesterol? So there are many different answers. Some want to say it was the Minchas Chavitin. But one of the popular answers, which really always sheds a lot of light, is this chavis was the chavis that the Kohen Gadol was going to use on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a set of korbanos. He brings the par and the ayil. It has to be his par. And his par requires a mincha. And his mincha requires nesachim. And nesachim, the mincha requires shemen. That year, when the miracle of Chanukah occurred, on the very the milchama reached an intensity right before in Chodesh Tishrei, where the Kohen Gadol was unable to bring to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. There was a sakana. The base Hamidrash was locked. It was under the control of the Yevanim. So the the pach shemen sheyamunach b'chol summer shel kohen gadol that was meant to be used on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol to offer his menachos, was never used. Hashkocha protest had it, and now it was used on Chanukah. This really ties into this idea: is that Shmini, that Chanukah is the hashlama of the Yimei Hadin. It is the gemar of the Yimei Hadin. It's the chasima, and the proof that it's the chasima, or really an added embellishment of being the chasima, is that the actual oil that was meant to be used for the kapara of Klal Yisrael, the chiper ba'adoyu va'ad beso on Purim, was saved, was put aside, and was used to light the menorah on Chanukah. So we're coming to Chanukah, it is to some degree an extension of the avoda of Yom HaKippurim, and in fact it was, according to this legend, the actual extension, at least in the actual oil that was meant to be used in Yom Kippur, was actually used to light the menorah on the year of Yom Kippur. Okay, and also there are some rais, some we actually want to explain this is, like, these are just a little remote, they're not very precise ideas. Why is it called Zos Chanukah? Because the word Zos is phonetically related to the word Hazos. When the Kohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Achas Lamala, Veshev Lamata. Those are called Hazos. Same Sherish, the Zayin Aleph Saf. Okay, some want to connect the word, some attempt to connect the Chanukah to Shmini Atzeres, and they say the two are like in the marriage relationship. Because on Shmini Atzeres, the way we refer to the Yom Tif is B'yom HaShmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah is called Zos Chanukah. Zeh is the Keva, and Zos is the other way around. Zeh, Zos is the Keva, and Zeh is Zohar. So it's a Zivuk, it's a Shidduch. There's a Zivuk between, it's a Yom HaShmini Atzeres HaZeh, and today is Zos Chanukah, because Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day. It's the eighth day of Sukkot. There are 8 days of Sukkot, and there are 8 days of Chanukah. And there's another legend which we mentioned that the reason why Chanukah has 8 days is because the year when the miracle of Chanukah occurred, they were unable to do the avod in the Beis Hamikdash the entire Chodesh Tishrei, and Klal Yisrael was very sad that they were unable to mekayim all of the mitzvahs of Sukkot. They were not able to observe Sukkot for 8 days. It's one of the main reasons why Chanukah is 8 days. The Beis Yisrael is kasha: why is Chanukah 8 days? Why isn't it 7 days? Well, the real question is, why isn't it 1 day? Why does Chanukah have to be even 7 days? 1 day, a miracle happened. So good, the miracle lasted for 7 days, 8 days. Big deal. You commemorate a miracle. You commemorate it on 1 day. People will tell you the state of Israel is a miracle. Right? People will tell you. So how long do we commemorate people? How long do you commemorate the state of Israel? Yom Ha'atzmaut, 1 day. You don't commemorate it for 7 days. So why is the Chanukah? Why is Chanukah commemorated for 7-8 days? So one of the main popular reasons is because in the year of the Chanukah miracle, they were unable to do the avoda on Sukkot for 8 days, and they had tsar. Therefore they were mashlim the samachta b'chagecha of the 8 days of Sukkot with the 8 days of Chanukah. That means all the 8 days of Chanukah, they correspond to each one of the 8 days of Sukkot. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Zos Chanukah. Another raya, they correspond. What happens if Zos Chanukah comes out on Shabbos? In other words, there are two Shabbosos. The first Shabbos, the last Shabbos. The first Shabbos, learned from Zechariah. What are you laying on Zos Chanukah? Which Haftarah? The Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo, what is Shmini Atzeres all about? Shlomo HaMelech. The Chassidus says the Ushpizin of Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah. The Haftarah. The Haftarah is Shmini Atzeres is Shlomo HaMelech. We see that they both have a connection to Shlomo HaMelech. Now, let's go a step further with this idea that, okay, Shlomo, why it's so significant. What mizmor do we say on Chanukah, the entire Chanukah? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Was he zoichet to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash? No. Hashem said, you shed blood, you cannot build, but your son Shlomo will see the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The 7 days of Chanukah represent David. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. The 8th day of Chanukah is beyond. There are only 7 days in this world. Seven. This world is a world of seven. Whenever you talk about eight, you're talking about the next generation. You're going into the next cycle. Eighth day of the week is Sunday. There are 7 days of the week. Day eight, you're going into the next cycle. It represents the future. The eighth day of Chanukah is the day of Shlomo HaMelech. It's Chanukah's HaMizbeach. He's the one who built the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Beis HaMikdash was built in the Zuchus of David. Bavur David Avdech Al Tashem Neim Shichecha. David was the one who built the blueprints. David was the one who had the revelation. David was the one who made all the preparations. That's Chanukah. But the one that actually implemented the plan was Shlomo HaMelech. Chanukah is 8 days. 7 days are for David. The eighth day is for the next generation. That's why we relate to the 8th day of Chanukah much more so than the other 7 days. The first 7 days of Chanukah represent the Avos, represent the Shalshelas Hadoros, all of the generations of the Tzaddikim who went and made the preparations for the Levnev, Umevi Goyel, Levnev Vineihem. Just like Shlomo HaMelech was the generation of Umevi Goyel, Levnev Vineihem, Leman Shemo Biava, he's the one that reaped the benefits of his predecessors, specifically David. Likewise, when we look at Chanukah, we break up Chanukah into two parts. The first 7 days, which represent what happened in the past and everything that was done for us to bring us where we are today. 8 represents the future. Just like it represented Shlomo relative to David, for us it represents our future, the coming of Mashiach, and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash relative to the past. Okay, another interesting idea, some of this is more Kabbalistic idea, some want to say is that on Zos Chanukah, it's a day that's mesugal to be mispalel for children. That can mean either to have children, or that children should be tzaddikim. Haragol b'ner ha'avim le'banim talmidei chachamim, that a person's children should be successful, they should be matzliach, they should be yorei shema. Why? Because how many korbanos were offered on all of the nesim together? How many korbanos in total? The grand total, 252. That's the grand total. You count all of the korbanos of the nesim. Pari echad, ayel echad, keves echad, ben shasolila, usiris echad, lechatos. We go through the whole thing. All of the 12 nesim, count all the korbanos. It comes out to a grand total of 252. How many limbs does a woman have? A man has ramach evarim. How many limbs does a woman have? A woman has 252 limbs. Remember, we discussed this, she has 4 more. 2 hinges and 2 doors. So therefore, on Zos Chanukah, we finish up all the korbanos. Every day we only lay in one. First day, the second day, we just repeat. When we get to Zos Chanukah, day 8, we lay in 5. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Zos, Chanukah, Samizbech, and then we make a grand total, we make a grand summary. Today's landing, we summarize everything. Look at the summary, count them all the Kabbalists. 252. Zos Chanukah is a day for the women. The first 7 days of Chanukah are the men. The men. But Zos Chanukah is a day for the Noshim, and the Koyach of the Noshim is the Keres Habayis, Ner Ish Ubeisai, and the Koyach of the Isha is the Mechanech, the children, and that's why it's a day that's Mesugal special for the children. Okay, let me just make sure to forget anything important, because today is the only day I can tell you about Zos Chanukah. The Yitav Panim, says, what's the significance of the Gemara? The Gemara learns that Chanukah represents the quintessential mitzvah drabanan. The Gemara says, my Chanukah. And we make a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu l'halik ner shal Chanukah. What? Heichan v'tzivanu? Where did the Torah tell us to light ner shal Chanukah? The Gemara says, "Le'sasim kolasha yomel choyom minu small." Ner Chanukah is the dogma, is the poster child for the dinei derabanan, takanas derabanan. Right, that's the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara only has the kasha of Chanukah. Sheri kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu l'halik ner shel Chanukah. V'heichan v'tzivanu v'sasar. This represents what ner is or is Torah v'chulu. Why? Why is Ner Chanukah the poster child? Who was born? Who is older? Ephraim or Menashe? Menashe. B'yoyim hashvi nasi levnei Ephraim. B'yoyim hashmini. Today, what's the yom hashmini today? Menashe. They're out of order. Why do we reverse their order? Because the Yaakov, the Roish HaSanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov sikel es yadav lo sasu mikol asher yomru lecha yeminu small. Literally. Yemin is small. Yaakov Avinu, he switched his hands. He put his yamin al roish Ephraim and the small al roish Menashe. And because he told us to switch yamin was small, Ephraim should have got the left, Menashe should have gotten the right. But he was sikalas yadav. What do? When we bring the korbanos, even the ribbono shel olam is maskim. Bayom hashvihi nasi levnei Ephraim. Bayom hashmini nasi levnei Menashe. So therefore, that's why Zos Chanukah is the spitz of Takonas Rabbanon, of Leisoser, because it's on Zos Chanukah where we learn the koyach of the Rabbanon. That Yaakov Avinu can switch his hands, can make a decision, which is mamish kneged the Torah, which appears to be not like what it says in the Torah, and that becomes the halacha. If that Yaakov, and that's why the 7 and 8, these two days, and the 8th day, we see that we did first Ephraim, then we did Menashe. If that's so, Allah has kam v'kam, when it comes to anything else that He tells us to do, you have to follow the rules of the Ham. That's why Zos Chanukah. This is the Sinivus of Chanukah. Okay, one last word. Why the Sinivus? First, there's a very big minute today. You don't do this, but you don't see by the Litvax. Never saw Litvax do this. But B'chassidim, the very big thing is you take all the leftover oil. It's like Lag BaOmer today by B'chassidim. But only the difference. By day, you don't do it at night. You take all the leftover oil, the leftover wicks from the menorah, and you create a bonfire. Yes. And you create a bonfire, and as they said, this is a beautiful part, uminois, and they take that leftover and they use it for things. Uminoisar kankanim nasen nesla shayshanim. Some interpret derech drush, uminoisar means from the leftover oil from the 8 days of Chanukah. Uminoisa, that oil has special merit. Nasenes lasheshanim, that oil has koyches of a great yeshuas.
Also means when a person gets a roise,
you smear it.
Right.
So you take that oil, you take the leftover oil from Chanukah. Uminoisa kankanim, the leftover oil from the 8 days of Chanukah. Nasenes lasheshanim. Every day of Chanukah, in the base, every day in Mikdash, after you light the candles, what do you do in the morning? Hatava saneros. When the morning comes, you have to clean the naros, take away the oil, take away the wick, put new oil, new wick, to get ready for the next night. On Zos Chanukah, it's the only day when, after it lights in the morning, there's nothing to do. You leave it. Because you're not prepared. There's no ninth candle, the Chanukah candle. So there's no Hatava in the morning.
There will be.
A ninth candle, lava. Yes. But right now there's no hatava. On the 7 days of Chanukah, when the miracle, when the day comes in the morning, you take away what you did at night and you prepare for the next night. Zos Chanukah. You know why it's called Zos Chanukah? Because this stays forever. This stays all the way until next year. You're done. You come the morning of the 8th, you don't take away the wicks and the oil. I mean, I just told you, just to burn it. But even though you burn the leftover, there's no din of atava. You're not preparing the menorah to light it again. What you're basically saying is that the kedusha of the 8 nights of Chanukah, that goes on forever. I'm not going to take away those wicks, take away that oil. You leave it. There's no hatava on the 8th day. There's hatava on day 1 through 7. On the other in the 8th day, there's no hatava. So Zos, Shomra Zos Li'olam. This, koyach of the 8th day, it remains, it endures, it carries on with us throughout the entire year. We should be zoiche to see Yeshua's, Nechamais, Besiris Toivais, and good things, Bekarav Mahmoud.